Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to take a look at our markets here this afternoon. And got all your final market details coming up when we come back right after this.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Peeper Seed Farms in Enid have three great varieties that can help you succeed as you plant wheat this fall. Joe Peeper is featuring Smith's Gold, bred by Oklahoma State, as well as SY Monument and SY Flint from AgriPro. All three of these varieties have good milling and baking characteristics, as well as great agronomics to help you be successful. Give Joe Peeper a call, 580-541-1949, for more details. Peeper Seed Farms in Enid, they've got the seed wheat that'll help you succeed. 580-541-1949.
Well, moderate to strong pressure developed late today, although the tone and activity levels remained extremely different than over the past couple of days, at least on our livestock futures. Limited market pressure trickled into morning trade as losses slowly built, but there seems to be the focus on underlying support developing, which may stabilize price levels over the next couple of days. Now, on the cattle futures, live cattle, firm pressure was seen in live cattle trade, with futures holding losses of anywhere from about $1.25 to just over $1 today. The lack of support in the market was evident as traders backed away from the trade hopes with China. The expectation that this will be a long road before any significant developments are seen has caused October futures to push below $100 once again. Now, moving on to the grains, wheat trade narrowly mixed today with trade struggling to generate momentum again. The Kansas City-Chicago spread is at 84 with back-and-forth trade continuing in the spread. The corn hard red winter wheat spread is a bit wider, back to 34 cents. Kansas City wheat's now back to competitive on the world market, trading as well as into feed rations, although that has faded in recent days. Corn is 1 to 2 cents lower here today, with trade continuing to grind along with very little fresh news to get buyers excited. Weather should continue to remain a short-term non-issue, with continued cool weather the biggest concern at this point as we move towards September. Soybean trade is 8 to 11 cents lower, with trade, well, easily giving up yesterday's gains with little news to support fresh buying. Meal is $3 to $4 lower, and the oil 20 to 30 points lower. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.